this warning is being recorded at 30,000 feet. Even from up here, you shouldn't listen to Tancast if you don't like swearing, inappropriate language, and inappropriate content.
Hi, Danelle.
Hi.
You're on Tancast. Say something.
Hello, Tancast listeners. There will be no Mile High Club this evening.
Hey, Mom, do you want to say anything on Tancast? Just saying. Say hello into the microphone. Say you don't approve of this.
No.
See, she doesn't approve of it. It's official. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. Happy New Year, bitches. That's it.
Okay. I thought you were going somewhere with that.
No, that was it. That was the beginning and end of the festivities of our New Year special.
Okay.
All right, have a good week, everybody.
Festive Kwanzaa, motherfuckers.
And still Hanukkah, too.
Yes, it is.
I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'm the N in Tancast.
Wow, Noah, you all right?
I'm good.
That's a first. I mean, I was a little Fonzie there, but still, you know, that was 3 for 3.
Hey. Yeah, normally one of us comes up with something goofy, and it's usually Noah.
And inappropriate, and usually Noah.
So, if you notice any background noise, that's because I'm standing outside a coffee shop in Port Townsend, Washington.
And how is the coffee in Port Townsend, Washington?
I don't know, but the hot chocolate is good. Goes by too quick.
That's sad.
I should also point out that there is snow on the ground to give you some idea of the temperature in Port Townsend, Washington.
Oh, it must be warm.
Tim, have your nuts turned into ovaries?
Not quite.
Long time ago.
They are trying to internalize.
Was Noah possessed by aliens just now?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, good. More people are showing up at the coffee shop.
Excellent.
This should be fantastic.
All right, say cock, pussy, motherfucker. Loud as you can.
No.
Have them all gather around and join in on the Tancast fun.
Call them
you know
all.
I'll say it later and edit it in.
All right. Are they typical Washingtonians? I.e. white as the driven snow?
Yes, there's a lot of whiteness around here.
Excellent.
You see a lot of Negroes up there?
We saw some last night when we were at the club. We were at the bar.
You went to
had
a bar?
Dance floor. Yeah. Almost every time we come up here, we go up to this, it's like there's like pool tables and dartboard and
this is the whole family
dance floor.
Or
what's this?
This is the whole family? Or
no, everyone? No. It's usually just the young guns, as we're called.
Oh.
There's the grandma generation, and then our parents are the, I forget what their name is, but then all our parents' kids are called the young guns, me and my cousins.
Is it because you were shot down in a blaze of glory?
It's no, because at one point we were all young, and now we're old and marching towards death.
And your parents laugh at you. Ha, see? It's not fucking funny what happens to you.
Well, it's funny because some of my cousins have started to have kids, and they're called the squirt guns.
You guys are so silly.
You know what? It amuses us. Don't
you know
take
what?
Away
I'm
our happiness.
I'm sure there's an ejaculation joke in there somewhere.
Speaking of ejaculations and jokes, it's time for Tan Laughs.
Tan Laughs!
So, it's a two-part joke. These were, quote-unquote, sent in by Bree, a gal I used to work with at the station, friends with all of us.
Can you please pronounce her name correctly?
Bree!
Thank you.
She was saying that she was listening to an episode of Tancast, and she heard Noah's laugh. She's like, something about Noah's laugh just makes you want to grab him and hug him like a bear. I was like, that's funny. He is a big gay bear.
Hey, no, sir. You're my little twink, then.
As long as you acknowledge I'm young-looking.
I guess that makes me the minivan this week.
Well, not as long as you used to be.
You know what? We all change as time marches on.
Come on, Tim, say something insulting. Curse at me.
He's just going to call you old, dude, because you are. Tim's a full year younger than you right now.
That's right. I called Danelle also had a birthday, so I've been calling her a cougar.
How did she like that?
She didn't have strong feelings one way or the other, but her friend Rachel thought it was hilarious.
Cougar.
Whoa, all right, slippery.
Are you grabbing your penis again?
Yes, it is slippery. Because I used some of the hot chocolate whipped cream to lube it up.
Oh.
But anyway, so these are Bree's two jokes that she told me. What do you call it when a cow tries to jump over a barbed wire fence?
Ouch. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
An utter catastrophe.
Oh, no. I was going to say shredded beef there, but I knew that would be wrong, and I didn't want to be wrong in public. I already fucked up troglodyte.
Yeah, way to go.
I know. I was wrong on the internet, and I got corrected.
Leave it to the bisexuals to come to our aid.
So, if you're always fucking right, Andy, what happens now?
Oh,
we have to tear down all his posters.
No, I think the world is going to come to an end.
Well, eventually. Oh, and here's the second joke that Bree came up with. I don't know if she came up with this, but she told it to me. What do you call it when a bull masturbates?
Oh, this is a dirty joke for Bree.
Yes.
Like Bree is clean, please.
Well, that other joke at utter catastrophe, come on.
Oh, okay, good point. So what do you call it?
No
beef
idea.
Stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff is delicious, too. Nice and creamy. Mm.
I bet you would like it, you gay
yes,
bitch.
Yes, I do. Why do you have to be gay to like beef stroganoff?
As long as he'd be the one stroganoff the beef.
Because it's a bull masturbating.
That doesn't
make
you gay.
If it was a
cow
masturbating, that would just make you a...
If men just taste like cotton candy, you wouldn't be interested?
Well, not a big fan of cotton candy. Can you push it up to pepperoni pizza?
All right,
we've got a moral
pizza.
Dilemma.
It's like pepperoni pizza in liquid form. You don't have to suck it out the street from the source. You just got to drink it from a glass. Doesn't make you gay.
Well, I might be willing to be gay. How about that?
Okay.
I'd be like, listen, I don't need to be straight if I can enjoy some pepperoni pizza in liquid. Oh, I went to Sonic. Sorry, I'm interrupting somebody's next hand laugh. But we went to Sonic on the way to Sacramento Airport. Mm-hmm. And I decided to get one of their smoothies. I was sucking through the straw, expecting like a Jamba Juice texture and whatnot. It was like there was a money shot of smoothie in my mouth. It was just creamy and like all nasty. I was like, oh. And Danelle said I looked like I had just licked the back of a tire or something. It's like, oh. Because there's all this hope in my eyes and it faded.
You know, speaking of money shot, it occurred to me recently that, you know, all those the videos you see where there's always going to be the no matter what's going on, there's the money shot, the in the mouth, on the face, whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't the girl always look surprised?
Yes.
There's always that moment of like, ah, crap, here it comes. Ah, shit, I still wasn't ready for it. And then it occurs to me, how would you get ready for that? I mean, it's like going to the dentist. You know, no matter how many times you go to the dentist, when you hear that little start up and come towards your mouth, it's like, all right, I'm cool. Suddenly there's your hand imprints on the sides of that dentist chair.
I haven't been to the dentist in a while.
Me neither. I need to go.
That's going to cost me.
Yeah.
Both in money and in pain units.
Yes. That's going to cost all three of us, because I'm right in the boat paddling next to you. Noah can steer with his giant cock.
I think when I have a child, I'll just rip all his teeth out at once and just give him fake teeth. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just saving you money in the long run, my friend.
Dude, speaking of children and teeth.
Pop goes a weasel.
Okay, yes. My kid is just barely, like 2 days ago, 4 months old. Mm-hmm. And a preemie, so, you know, really, it's like he's coming up on 3 months, you know, from when his expected birth date was. Mm-hmm. I think he's teething. He's, like, playing with the side of his face and, like, sticking his thumb in, like, one specific side of his mouth all the time. And, like, he chews on anything that he can get his hands on. And he's, like, a little extra fussy and shit. I think he's got teeth coming in. Okay,
excellent.
For you two retards, this is early.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
Wow, Andy, that's crazy.
Ooh! My life is complete now. Please, someone kill me now. It can't get much better than this.
Okay, it's fascinating for me watching this little thing that started off looking like a ball of snot on a sonogram of my wife's stomach, growing into something that looked like a little fish on the ultrasound scan, and then turning into something that actually pops out and looks kind of like a real human being, only is tiny. And then all of a sudden he's, you know, not 4 pounds anymore, he's 12 pounds, and now he's got, like, fucking teeth coming in and starting to develop his reflexes and shit, and he's starting to try to make noise in response to things. It's crazy.
It's like the real-life game of Spore.
I know, it's like I'm watching evolution and fast forward, man. Yeah, he was all stimulus response before, now he's like actual interaction and shit. I think he's at least up to the level of one of the lower mammals. I'm not sure he's a primate yet, but he's fucking getting there.
I think you should start pumping food into him. Maybe you can add extra appendage.
I take it that's a Spore reference?
Yes,
yeah, basically
it is.
You eat like a bunch of stuff and then you can add like other body parts to yourself or whatnot.
Yeah.
I especially like that reference because I've long said I need a third arm. I mean, think about how many times you've got two things in your arms, and you know you've got to balance it on one side, balance it on the other side because it's bulky. It's like a box or something like that. And then you come across a door you got to open, and you don't have a third arm to push that door open. How handy would a third arm be?
Speak for yourself. I got a third arm.
Well, now you got a baby, Andy, and you can teach that baby to be a third arm.
It's like a little helper monkey, but it can actually talk.
So what I just need to do is strap him to the front of any boxes I'm carrying and have him open the doors as I'm going through. And then I just turn around and have him close the door behind me. Keep the bugs out.
That'll get harder once he approaches his teen years.
Well, when he's a teenager, I'll just make him carry the other end of the box. Actually, when he's a teenager, he can carry the whole fucking box. I'm going to sit around and drink beer. Tell him he's doing it wrong.
Really? Beer?
I'm assuming that as I get older, I'll start to develop the same nasty taste for beer that every old man before me has.
Mm.
That's right, everybody. Andy loves cocktails. Feel free to make up your own gay jokes.
He just loves cock. Take off the tail.
Oh. Speaking of cock.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yes. Christmas, we went to Caitlin's grandparents' house and hung out with her aunt and uncle and her baby cousin, who is barely older than my child. So there's a grandchild and a great-grandchild in the same family that are like a year and change apart. And she has started talking, you know, no sentences, but she's got like, you know, nouns and verbs by themselves down where she can say things like, you know, more or puppy or whatever.
Or
and
suck it.
They've got a grandfather clock in the house that goes off and, you know, chimes out the hours and everything. And she was fascinated by it, always wanted to run to it and see it going off. And every time that you'd start to hear the dong, 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 she would stand up and yell, cock! And go running. I looked over at Caitlin, I'm like, that is something she's going to be doing in about 14 more years.
Aww.
They think she's a handful now.
Nice.
Should
cock,
grab
I must run
soon.
To it.
Pavlovian cock response.
Yes. Cock, get me there. Oh, it was so funny to watch the parents in denial. Caitlin's aunt and uncle. Like, originally, she goes, cock! And they go, yes, it's a clock. Cock! Oh, yes, isn't she precious? And Caitlin and I are standing in the back of the room just...
You laughing like, what, Muttley?
Like, laughing so that they couldn't hear us.
Sounds Muttley's like you're laughing like at Muttley, like.
No, Muttley's more of a.
That sounds more like Ernie.
No. Fuck you.
A lot of laugh critiquing going on.
I'm Bert. You're Ernie. Remember?
No, Bert goes.
I know, but I'm Bert.
Oh, that's right, and I'm Ernest.
Yes.
This is a play I wrote back in college where Andy and I were the main. What were the basis of the play, and we were the two main characters, and Andy's character was named Bert, and mine was named Slappy because he didn't go by his real name, which was Ernie, because no one wanted us to be known as Bert and Ernie.
Oh, God, that thing was fucking funny, too. I'm sure the the termites in South America laughed when they ate it.
I gave a copy to my now wife, then nothing, actually. Just friend, I guess. Friend,
desperately,
I was hoping
desperately,
to
get. Desperately want to hit it.
Is that how you were? Was that your move, Tim? His little play I wrote. You know, just read it over. Tell him what you think.
And then she's like, "Oh yeah, let me just feed this to the termites, and you can go fuck yourself." How about that?
Is that what happened? Got eaten by termites?
It did indeed.
Nice. Quality.
That's why the term. That's why the termites are hanging around our bathroom in L.A. They want to read the second draft. The first draft was delicious.
Where's the second one?
I want to see what happens in the sequel. I bet it's tasty.
Man, that first one was fucking hilarious. And not just because I lived it, and it was like, oh, I remember when we did that.
It was one of those things where it's like, if when you write a play, you're supposed to keep it all in, you know, as much as you can, one location for in terms of, you know, that we don't have to design a lot of sets or, you know, do a lot of changes and make things confusing for the audience. I was like, well, just two guys sitting around in an apartment. It was kind of like Tancast in scripted form.
Yeah.
Just every so often. Well, except every so often, girls would come in.
Oh.
Hey, what? Every so
that
often
never happened in real life.
Thus, taking it to the world of fantasy.
No, it was fantasy back then. Now it's reality. We've got women, and they interrupt Tancast.
This is true. Well, no chance of that happening. Well, I guess some girl could randomly come, what the hell are you doing on my property? And then I could be chased out of here. Because my wife is back at my grandma's house.
Oh, you just left her there by herself?
Yep. I was like, so long, sister. I got Tancast to do. Dozens of people are waiting to be entertained.
Entertain my nana. I'm out.
So, apparently, I told Tim this, but my Steffi, my wife's sister-in-law, listens to Tancast. That was all.
Hello, Stephanie, Noah's wife's sister-in-law.
if she leaves a comment, she's got to leave it as that. Stephanie, comma, Noah's wife's, comma, sister-in-law.
And then she can come up with a misogynistic joke. No. What do you call an anti-male joke? Pardon me, that hot chocolate is coming back on me.
Tim's getting old.
Misanthropic. Oh, look at the big brain on Andy.
What'd you say?
I said misanthropic.
That's an anti-male joke?
I believe so. Anthro is male.
All right. Well, there you go. She's got to come up with them, since the rest of our female listeners apparently like men too much. Yeah.
Well, okay, misanthropy is a general dislike, distrust, or hatred of the human species.
Well, just come up with a joke about that.
It is, although it is hatred of man. So, damn it. So there's got to be something else on there. But no, actually, we do have one female listener who sent in some anti-male tan laughs for us.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
Who is it?
Princess Edamame,
which is
perhaps one of the coolest handles I've ever seen.
This is the one. She needs to stop listening to us while driving, because a couple times she said she started to laugh so hard that she almost crashed on the 605.
That's no good.
That would be tragic.
What happened to Joe? Where's Joe? Talk to us, Joe.
I don't know. Come back, Joe. Bring your friends.
I'm like, I hope Noah's not actually waiting for an answer, because A, this doesn't go out live, and B, it's not like Joe can instantly respond if it did.
She would. She would just pop
you guys know that
on Skype.
When I'm re-listening to Tancast, I respond to you. Like, I just forget and kind of drift off. I like starting to do other shit while I'm, you know, got a Tancast on in the background. And one of you will go, so, Andy, how's your week been? And I'll go, well. And then I hear myself going, well. Oh, yeah, that's right. This isn't live.
I do that when editing sometimes. Sometimes I'll be editing and not paying attention. And so one of you go, Tim. And I'll turn around from what I'm doing to look back at this computer screen like, yeah. You tricked me, computer. You're full of trickery. So what are these misogynistic jokes? No, those are... forget it. Whatever. Anyway, what are these jokes that are bashing males?
Male bashing
jokes. Anti-male
jokes.
Tan laugh. How was Colonel Sanders a typical male?
I don't know.
All he cared about were legs, breasts, and thighs.
Nice.
That's actually pretty accurate. I wouldn't say that's anti-male. This is a little better.
That's just called life.
How's being at a singles bar different from going to the circus?
I don't know.
At the circus, the clowns don't talk. And saving the best for last, how do you save a man from drowning?
I don't know.
Take your foot off his head. You know, I laughed when I read those the first time, and I just re-laughed. Those are good. So thank you, Princess Edamame, or Princess... Boiled baby soybeans.
Boiled baby soybeans.
Edamame.
Ah.
Excellent.
And now a word from our sponsor. Silence.
Audible.com. The world.
The world isn't listening. Don't say
AdamandEve.com. Use the promo code TIM and you can get 50% off your entire purchase.
That's Dutch.
Tim, have you been watching too much?
That is absolutely true, but it's from Distorted View Daily, so it's a different Tim. But you know what? Let's take credit for it.
What if it's not current, Tim? What if they ended it?
That's a good point. I haven't listened to his podcast for a while.
Well, then you're fucked.
Well, then you know what? Complain to Distorted View Daily.
Nice. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Complaints to Tim at Distorted View Daily.
Exactly.
.com.
Be sure to tell me how crappy Tancast is at Tim at Distorted View Daily. He's getting emails like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
Tancast sucks. You suck. I wasn't able to get 50% off of that out of me.
I wanted to get my double vibrating dildo butt plug.
Tim
said, I wanted to get my crucifix dildo.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, jeez.
They have
that's
them,
funny that both Andy and I went to say, oh, Jesus.
I got it all the way
out. To that. I can't speak for Andy, but it was completely out of instinct for me.
Oh, yeah, me too. Of course, I guess that's what somebody
and that's what you'd be saying when you'd be using your crucifix dildo.
Yep.
Well, if Adam and Eve didn't want to sponsor us before, they sure do now.
I wonder if they sell... I mean, I know they have the crucifix dildo. I don't know if they sell it specifically Adam and Eve.
Ask that about is... our blasphemy collection.
That is... Wow. That is... there are no words.
Is it something you can recreate that scene from Exorcist?
Oh, yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the...
Let Jesus fuck you!
Scene. Oh, God. That still disturbs me.
Let Jesus inside of you.
By the way, in case any of you are curious, if you come to this little cafe in Port Townsend, Washington, the barista is hot.
Why don't you go tell her? Like, hey, baby, you ever seen Zack and Miri? Let's make a porno.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of movies, Noah was going to tell us, I think, two podcasts ago about how he saw The Day the Earth Stood Still, and I believe he has yet to tell us about it.
It wasn't as bad as they make it out to be. Done.
Damning with faint praise there, Noah.
What was that?
Damning with faint praise.
I mean, I've never seen the original, so I can't compare, but I thought it was a decent movie. Keanu Reeves doesn't bother me like he bothers some people.
Tim.
Sure, he's not a great actor, but it's not like you need it to be for that role. I just heard something weird, so I was like, what's that noise?
Again, with the faint praise there, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't awesome. It wasn't horrible. It was entertaining. It was what it was.
Well, that's good. As long as it wasn't awful, and it was entertaining.
Yeah, I didn't particularly like what's his name? Will Smith's kid.
I didn't know Will Smith's kid was in the movie.
Yeah, he's the kid with the curly hair, the black kid with the curly hair. Jennifer Connelly is hot.
Yes.
Like, she gets older and she doesn't get any less hotter.
Yep. Yeah.
Will, all right. Jesus, it's slippery right here.
What the fuck are you doing? Why is it slippery?
Wandering through the snow. Tim wants to see what the range
you,
of the Wi-Fi
you literally
is.
Are standing?
Yeah. I'm not sitting on these wet benches.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Standcast.
That's going to be funny. At some point, we're going to hear...
Tim? And then it'll just be Amcast. Welcome to Bleedcast.
What? Can you not park in front and sit in a car?
Well, seeing as my car is in San Carlos and I'm in Port Townsend, that's no good.
Oh, right. You guys flew there.
Yes.
How did you get to the thing? You walked?
Yeah. It's a pretty small town. You can pretty much walk everywhere.
Oh, okay. I've heard of
like Danelle went running yesterday, and they gave her the wrong direction, so she ended up on the wrong street. She's like, and so she called me. She's like, I think I'm lost. I'm like, well, just keep running, and if you hit the ocean, turn around. Eventually, you'll come back.
That
should take 15 minutes tops.
What was that?
I said, should take 15 minutes tops, and sure enough, she came running right by the house. I'm not saying it's a bad town. It's just a small town. It's actually quite a nice town. I enjoy staying up here.
Would you wanna move there, Tim?
No.
No.
Tim needs
but it's very... Yeah, I need Best Buy. I need Jamba Juice. I need Disneyland within 40 minutes.
But you got random hot-ass barista right there. Come on.
I'm sure there's hot-ass baristas in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's tons of hot-ass baristas in Los Angeles because they're all trying to be actresses. Catch them now before they're hookers.
or appearing perhaps, naked on the internet.
Or perhaps, perhaps catch them when they're hookers, depending on your particular needs.
Yeah.
If you're really lucky, catch them right in between and also get a cup of coffee.
Catch them on the cusp being hookers so they don't charge that much. You know, maybe they'll even do it for free.
They'll give you their introductory price.
Yeah, they're like their opening night price, you know.
Because, yeah. You know, you got to build up a fan base first, and then you can, you know, jack up the prices once, you know, once your reputation precedes you.
Yeah, it's the tell your friends price.
Once you've got the golden pussy.
Come to the corner of Daxon and Smith and mention the word Tim, and you'll get 50% off.
Yeah, if a pimp would like to sponsor this show, that would be awesome. I got the greatest hoes in Oakland.
Mention the word tag cast, you'll get 2 for 1.
2 bitches for 1 hoe price. Call now, only 15 Vietnamese hookers.
Wow, that seems pricey. Do I get to put the dingle dangle through the back door with that?
Well, for 75 in Oakland, yeah, I think you do.
The dingle dangle in the back door.
You know, trying to keep it G-rated
for the kids. Come on, Tim. What's the dingle dangle? What's the back door? What's going on?
I was re-listening to the podcast to one of our episodes where Noah was going to try and keep it family. He's like, oh, we're going to keep this G-rated. It's a family podcast. And then he asked me if I saw something, and I was like, no, not yet. And he's like, you piece of shit. Oh. It was like literally 15 seconds in between the two. I'm going to keep this G-rated. Shit. Ah, fuck.
Ah, fuck. Oh, well, now it's X.
Oh, in case anybody's wondering, I still have a virus on my computer. Perhaps more than one. I don't know.
Awesome.
Every time I open up Firefox, like, I'll be in the middle of something, and yet another Firefox window will open and go, hey, have you looked at this random website? No, I haven't. I don't want to. Mm.
Maybe Andy can help you out now that he's online.
Yeah, we'll talk about this after the Tancast.
Nope, we got to do it now!
No. Ass.
So, how was everyone's Christmas?
My Christmas was well. Mine was took Junior on his first big trip to go see the grandparents about 4.5 hours away from here.
Is that in a car or on a plane? Or in a train? Or in a house with a mouse?
On a bike?
Or in a box with a fox?
Or a trike?
With a dike.
Or a dike.
Or a kike.
Whoa.
Well, wait. Hey, now. Who said that?
Don't the Jews suffer enough this time
of
year?
I was going to say.
I'm sorry to any Jewish people out there. I did not mean it.
I wonder if we have any Jewish listeners. If we do, Lachaim.
Lachus.
Lachus.
Hey, Lachus.
I know, but it's just funny that you blurted it out like, I'm down.
I love Lachus. They're delicious.
That's like someone walking up to you and going, fried chicken, I'm down.
All right, fried chicken's not really one of our foods.
Oh, it's one of our foods, sir.
Hey, maybe it's like bison in Atlanta. Yes, elephant. Apparently it is.
Grits. Chillins.
Oh my god.
Cornbread. Oh, I forgot watermelon, our chief food.
Yes.
Are there even chickens in Africa?
I don't know. I've never been.
Much less watermelon? Maybe that's why we enjoy them so much once we got here. Like, none of this shit is in Africa.
I work with the guy who's from Africa, and he said they eat elephants. And
well, they're hungry.
Cats. He said cats, but not like, I mean, they're like house cats, but they're in the wild.
So they're wild house cats.
Yeah. He said a couple other things that I was like, wow, that's crazy. I can't remember now.
You should try chicken.
Hmm?
Welcome to America. You should try chicken.
Trust me, you'll like it.
He's been in America for quite a while now.
And he loves chicken.
He lived in Africa, then he lived in France, and now he lives in America.
Elephants, frog legs, and chicken.
And chicks with unshaven armpits.
Is that true?
That in France the ladies don't shave their armpits?
Mm-hmm.
I guess
I don't know why I'm going to attest to it like I've ever been there. Yeah, and all my trips to France.
Come on, Tim, do a small cast. Just make some shit up. Like, you don't know, but just start talking like you know shit.
Is France a real country?
To the French.
I thought they were part of Canada.
Is France real?
Well, I haven't been to the French Pavilion at Epcot Center, so I know nothing about France.
Nice.
There's been like 2 new podcasts, I think, since we last did this.
Since we last did...
Smodcast.
Oh.
The one where they were depressed about the earnings, and then the one where they were less depressed?
Yeah, they're like, fuck it. And then they had one after that as well.
Oh, I'm behind.
I guess you are.
too.
So they did a special Christmas one, I guess?
Yeah, it's Mod Bless Us Everyone.
Oh, I gotta listen. I should be downloading it while I'm talking to you guys. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah, you probably should.
Well,
why?
Maybe not, because you lose your battery. Are you plugged in?
I am plugged in. That's why I have to be standing on the slippery deck.
Oh, okay. Well, don't let you cut yourself.
The attractive barista just looked out the window like, what the fuck is that guy doing with a mic on his head?
Where's your laptop at?
It's sitting on the bench.
Okay,
but we'll call her attractive barista.
Did you put something so it wouldn't get wet?
I put it. It's sitting in the laptop case.
Gotcha.
And in case it starts raining, I'm just going to close the laptop case and zip it up.
Clever boy.
Did you bring a raincoat?
It's been raining pretty much the entire time I've been up here. It's Washington State. It's what they do.
That's how they rule.
Oh, so anyway, Andy was talking about his 4-hour trip with his kid.
Oh, yeah. He got a bit fussy, you know, new place and a bunch of new, extremely loud people and 3 extremely barky dogs.
Oh, doggies.
Oh, no. not allowed to touch the dogs, not allowed to go near the dogs, not allowed to look at the dogs.
Oh, but I'm sure if it was a cat, you'd let him fuck the cat. He doesn't finger-bang those cats, one in each hand.
Come on, Junior. I'm going to teach you how to fuck with the cat.
Come on, pussy's pussy.
That's how I learned. That's how you're going to learn.
That's how my father learned and his father before him.
I hate you both.
Now you got to give the catnip to pacify them. Oh, so scratch the shit out of your balls. Trust me, I learned the hard way.
It was funny. I was trying to find a place to do this, you know, like maybe at one of my cousin's house that has internet. And I'm like, you know what? I can't let any of you know what I'm doing because I want any of you to listen and then tell your parents, who will then tell my mom.
We finally found Tim. Someone Tim does not want to listen to the podcast.
Yes, pretty much this entire city. I could do without them listening to the podcast. It's bad enough that some people may be listening to a third of it as they walk by.
That sounds just like Stephanie's dog or Stephanie's parents' dog. Like he's like when I first met Stephanie, they told me not to look at the dog, not to talk to the dog, also pee on the floor. Now it's okay.
I like that you can't point to the ceiling while it's there because then it goes apeshit. It starts attacking you.
Yeah. Well, then I don't even really attack you. It just starts going like, you know, or he starts going crazy.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I was so tempted to do it. Dude.
So I guess these dogs are a little bit nuts, though. Is that why you can't do all these things?
They're like highly trained, like agility. You know, you turn on the Animal Planet and you see the dogs like running through obstacle courses and shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's these dogs. Like highly trained, they go to meets.
These dogs have been on Animal Planet. These are famous dogs.
No, I don't think they're famous.
These dogs have more TV credits than I do.
Well, who knows? They at least go to the local ones. I think the Animal Planet sticks to like, you know, the national level stuff. So these are, you know, these are more like local contenders, local champs, whatever. So they're like apparently highly trained. That's actually their owner's like job. That's what she does, is train dogs, like agility training, obedience training, and all the rest of this shit. But then you get to frickin' Christmas, and she's got the dogs, like, you know, tucked away in their little corner of the house, like the entryway from the garage and the laundry room and, like, 2 staircases and a couple of landings. So, like, you got these 2 huge dogs, and then they've got now one new... They're Belgian Shepherds. They look a lot like German Shepherds, but with shorter fur. And then the third dog, I think, is a Jack Russell Terrier. So you got these 3 dogs in, like, the space of maybe a bedroom. And they're just, you know, tucked away in that side of the house. And if people come near them, they get all excited and they start barking. But it's because they're fucking dogs, you know?
Well, right, because if they were people, they'd say, hey, let me the fuck out of this room. Fido just farted.
Well, I think it's more of, because they're dogs, and dogs are pack animals, and when dogs see other things that they want to interact with, they get excited.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, so her sister's
things
like...
I want to interact with, I get excited.
Tim starts barking.
Like this barista.
Tim does his nature call. Come here! Come here!
You! Come here! Over here! Touch it! Get on! On it! Get it! Put it in! So her sister goes walking over towards the dogs, and the dogs just start, like, you know, barking, like, you know, oh, hey, it's our auntie, you know, happy, you know, greeting barks, and she screams from the other room, "Don't touch the dogs!"
She just don't turns do around it. To me
and just goes, "Oh my God!" and walks away from the dogs. So there was Christmas stress. There wasn't just joy and merriment. There was.
There's
screaming and
Christmas
shouting,
stress.
A little tiny girl running around yelling and throwing temper tantrums, and people. Okay, we've got our son. It's like 10 o'clock at night. He's settling down. We've got him in a part of the house where like there's no people around, and we're just sitting around being quiet, trying to get him settled in. And all of a sudden, the whole rest of the family comes in and starts shouting over the top of each other and like banging block like and the little girl a bunch of. Wooden blocks, and she's like banging them off the floor, and they're like, you know, shouting and cheering and stuff like that. And like every time they scream and stuff, my son like starts awake. You know, like you see all the little arms and legs just shoot out to the sides, and then back, and like the eyes wide open. Ah, and then giving us shit for, like, oh, you know, what's the matter? Is it getting too late for you old folks? No, it's getting too fucking loud for our son, the newborn.
Did you punch people?
Oh, no, because.
Pussy.
They're all like, they're
so
all
Christmas
either
all
way older than me or way smaller than me, so. So we just took him upstairs, put him to bed, stayed away from all of the drama. So yeah, there was Christmas joy and Christmas merriment and Christmas drama. Oh, and my wife's parents sent almost all of the Christmas gifts that they got for us. They sent one little box to our house. For Caitlin and I. They sent all the rest of the boxes, including some stuff for Caitlin and I, but a whole shitload of stuff for Junior, to her grandparents' house for us to actually open on Christmas Day.
And it didn't get there on time.
No, it got there on time.
Oh.
I drive
so
a Honda
what's the
Civic.
Point of this story? Oh, you can't pack it all back in?
Oh, no, it took Civic? Me like an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that, to pack the car, but I got everything in. I got two
I
adults...
Bet you did.
Because we way overpacked. We weren't sure how many days we were going to be there and, you know, whether Junior was going to overflow his diaper and stuff. So we were way overprepared for this. So we already had the car pretty well packed up, you know. It was pretty full. And, yeah, then it was box after box after box. I mean, you know, God bless him because my kid has got enough toys. We don't have to buy him toys until he's three, I think.
That's what you think. They come out with a new toy in March, and he's going to be like, I want that. Be like, I didn't know you were talking yet. And he's like, tough shit. I want that, old man.
Buy that.
Get it for me.
Get it, fatty.
I want to touch it, play it with it three times, and then leave it on the side of the road forever. Or I'm a child, and that is what I do. And I'm starting to sound like Stewie.
Gonna work on that novel you've been writing?
Yes.
In a couple of years?
That novel?
So that was my Christmas. Then Junior was getting a little snotty, so we came home. And then yesterday my wife had what I had 2 weeks ago, the thing that delayed our TANcast. The horror show of vomit and diarrhea.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
That's sad for her.
She's feeling much better now. Apparently it lasts about 24 hours. And unlike me, she doesn't have a bad back, so her back's a little sore from sleeping on shitty beds at the grandparents' house for several nights, but not, you know, like, she can't move. So she's doing a little better now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Way to go, Caitlin. The fighting Caitlin.
I know.
Noah, how was your Christmas?
Excellent.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere. No. I went to Stephanie's parents' house for a Christmas feast of Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. A feast Navidad?
Sure, why not?
Hola, me llamo Keanu. Y yo trabajo en el Taco Bell.
So yeah, I mean, Christmas Eve we went to Stephanie's parents' house for dinner with the family. It was good. Not really any drama that I can think of. Live
no
few
drama.
Kids running around.
You don't want no drama, drama. no drama. Sorry.
What the fuck was that?
And then I'm Christmas dead. Day we opened presents. And yeah, I got rechargeable batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you get socks and underwear, too?
I got sleep clothes.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I got
You got sleeping clothes, as in please stop sleeping naked?
I don't know. Well, they're from Stephanie's parents, so they have
no
idea what my state is when I sleep.
Oh, they know.
Then she got me Batman pajamas.
Nice. So whenever you're in bed, you'd be like, ah, did you remember to brush your teeth?
Did you lock the front door? Ah. What are you saying? I can't understand you.
The covers. You are hogging the covers. Blanket thief. That reminds me, I got Dark Knight for Christmas, but I have yet to watch it.
Oh. You piece of shit.
I gotta get Oh, I just said I gotta get a copy of that. I really want to watch it again.
I watched the special features on disc 2.
Of course you
they
did.
Have like a... Yes, of course I did.
How many times?
Just the once. Well, I had, you know, it's been a lot of running around, you know, to get up here. Uh-huh. And also, I left it for my mother-in-law to watch, because she has yet to see it. She wanted to see Dark Knight. I'm like, all right. I also got Iron Man, and we were watching that. And every 5 seconds, my mother-in-law kept, like, what? What did he say? What are they talking about? What's going on? And I'm like, literally, the volume is all the way to the top. I'm like, what do you want from us?
Turn on closed captioning.
Sometimes there were subtitles. She's like, what does that say? I'm like, it says what it says.
For the attention paying impaired.
I also got Rock Band 2.
Isn't your wife's maiden name Keller?
No. Oh, Helen.
Yeah, there you go.
Brr.
Brr. Nerd, nerd.
Oh, but anyway, on the second disc, they have like a... you know, from the guy... is it Anthony Michael Hall who was in the movie as the news reporter?
Sure.
Yes.
Dark Knight?
Yes.
They have a whole series of, like, news reports from that fake news channel of them talking about, like, Bruce Wayne or Gotham City in general or crime or Harvey Dent. And, like, I only got through a couple of them. Like, oh, this is actually pretty interesting.
I think they actually played that on Comcast before the movie came out. Like, I know they're airing those somewhere before the movie came out.
Well, now I have them after the movie is out, and I can touch them. And we were flying up here, and I thought I had forgotten my iPod, but I just found it when I was looking for the computer, you know, getting all the computer ready to do Tancast. So anyway, I was sitting there on the plane kind of bored. I was rereading The Watchmen, which is good, but I've already reread it a couple times recently, so I'm like, all right, I get it. I know what happens. But the guy across the aisle from me had an iPhone, and he was watching The Dark Knight on it, and I'm literally squinting across the aisle with no sound. I'm like, look at it. Look at it, it's glorious. The Joker's angry.
I watched, I guess Costco has Dark Knight playing on a like a HDTV with the Blu-ray disc. Blu-ray looks nice.
Yeah, it does.
I bet.
I don't think I've ever, I mean, I see like the little samples they got playing at like stores where like, this is what DVD looks like. This is what Blu-ray looks like. And the DVD's like, looks like someone smeared Vaseline on the screen. But yeah, like, it's weird, like, Blu-ray has like depth. Like, it looks like it doesn't look flat. Like, it looks different than a DVD. I can't really explain it, but it's just like, it looks kind of 3D. But not like popping on the screen, but just
popping.
Huh?
I said popping.
But yeah, it looks nice. I want a Blu-ray player. That's all.
Yeah, Blu-ray is going to be the reason that we get a PS3. I'm sure.
Yes, I think I'll get a PS3. I mean, I've debated, like it's like, oh, do I want a PS3?
Yeah, you masturbated.
Because I'm like, I could just get Blu-ray. Because I was thinking, I'm like, really, there isn't that many games for PS3 that I want to play. And Blu-rays are coming down to like you can get like a one for 150 now, I think. If you look around.
But does it do 11? DD Live? Is it Blu-ray 2.0?
Oh, I don't know about that. But then I was reading that, or heard somewhere that PlayStation 3 is supposed to be one of the best Blu-ray players there is. Because it has, like, all the other stuff, it loads Blu-rays a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And it's wireless. Which is nice. So you can connect it to your network and do BD Live!
Yep.
Did you guys hear about Chris Nolan, right? That's who directed Dark Knight, right?
Batman Begins, yes.
Yeah.
And Dark Knight.
Did like a live chat on BD Live.
Before the movie or recently?
Recently, like maybe a few weeks ago. While the movie was playing, talking about different parts of the movie.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, although I heard it wasn't that great. But I think it was like one of the first times they've done something like that, so I think it just needs some work. A couple of times, I guess he went up and said that. He's like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and just, like, got up for a bit. The bathroom came back.
I take it he gave no hints to a sequel?
I didn't read the whole thing. It's kind of like a review of it, but they didn't mention anything like that.
Did you guys hear that some artard put out a, rumor that it was going to be Rachel Weisz as Catwoman and Eddie Murphy as the Riddler?
Eddie Murphy as the Riddler? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
I did hear that. No. And cause, like, someone made the point that they haven't even, like, started the script yet or something. Like,
yeah.
So why would they pick people playing the roles?
Yeah, I think that's just some asset fanboy. Oh, Eddie Murphy would be great, because then we'd have more Eddie Murphy bloopers.
Well, I remember as soon as Batman Begins came out, people were saying Mark Hamill was going to play the Joker.
Right.
In what eventually became The Dark Knight. Because he did the voice of the Joker in the animated show. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That would have been a horrible choice.
To be honest, I wasn't that excited about Heath Ledger. Maybe Mark Hamill would have done the same thing.
Somehow I doubt it.
Well, that's for you and I to disagree upon.
Like, I've seen, comparing the work of Heath Ledger and Mark Hamill, I think Heath Ledger's got quite a bit of edge on Mark Hamill.
What are you talking about? Wasn't Mark Hamill the Guyver?
Yes, he was.
What's the Guyver?
A horrible movie.
Oh.
It's based on, like, a Japanese manga or anime.
Imagine Mighty Morphin Power Rangers with one Power Ranger.
No, thank you. I don't want to imagine that at all. It's the holidays, man.
And it was wasn't it very low budget? I think I've seen it once, and yeah, it just was not good. Go check it out.
Then. I forgot to mention that, you know, when we were at... I think it was Christmas Eve. We're at my wife's. I'm not sure if she's her aunt or great cousin. I'm gonna go with aunt.
Sounds good.
I think she's your aunt, and her cousin is staying with her and has her little miniature Doberman Pinscher. Adorable.
You're such a homo.
Well, cause like we hung out with Stephanie for a while. And she has two cats at her house, and then we hung out with Rachel, and she has two cats at her house, and. And then finally, I got to hang out with a dog. I was like, yes! And I went away into a room with just me and the dog for a while. Well, let me back up. They locked the dog in a room because they were afraid the dog was going to keep jumping up on people. So I was like, the dog is lonely. So I ran back and hung out with the dog.
That's how Tim learned to fuck. He learned on a dog. You got to give it a milk bone, right. Or else it'll bite the shit out of your balls.
Wow, same joke.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's how I learned doggy style. It means something completely different to me than it does to everyone else. Yeah.
Tim, doggy style means walk up, sniff your ass, and then lick your nuts for half an hour.
I always wonder why Tim was like in a threatened position. He'd roll around his back to expose his belly.
Oh, now the other barista is staring at me.
Is it a dude?
No, it's a chick.
Is she hot?
Just not as hot. I mean, she's all right, but, you know.
She's no
not going to risk my marriage over calling her hot. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm really risking my marriage by calling the other one hot.
Yeah, your wife will show up and go, yep, she's a fine piece of ass.
Hit that.
That you... What?
I said hit that while yawning.
Nice.
Sloth love chunk.
But none of it!
We were at my wife's friend Rachel's house for no reason. We were just hanging out. And it was Rachel, her sister, and her parents' mom, her grandma, basically. And so we're all sitting around a table, and all of a sudden a discussion about politics broke out. Now, keep in mind, everybody there is left wing. It still broke into an argument. I'm like, how are we all arguing about the same thing? I think we should tax and spend. No, I think we should tax and spend.
I think we should spend and tax.
It wasn't even something that different. Like, let's change the order. And it went on forever. I was like, how are we arguing? There's not even like a Sean Hannity here to argue with us. It just amused me. I was like, really? We're gonna keep arguing?
Is that how we roll around here?
Uh-oh. Can you hear the town the town bells ringing?
That means they're coming to get the Negro?
There's a Negro.
He's easy to see in the snow. Get him.
Bring out your blacks.
We played charades last night at my uncle's house. Yeah. And it was a bunch of the family, and they were huge teams. And I can't remember. Oh, my wife got a song that she was trying to act out called, like, You Broke My Heart, I Bust Your Jaw. And she was trying to get them to say bust, so she grabbed her tits.
Nice.
She's like, arr! And it took people a while. They're like, boobs, boobs, boobs. And she's looking at them and like, how the hell does that make sense in the context of the song? Or, you know, what you've had so far. And then finally someone said it, and then they get it. And then my Uncle Tim goes, I knew what the answer was a while ago. I just wanted her to keep doing that.
classy.
He didn't know what the answer was, but I thought that was a good line. And then, someone had put the Diary of Anne Frank, but the actual title is Anne Frank, : The Diary of a Little Girl. I guess that's the actual title of the book. Uh-huh. And so someone was like, well, how do you do a colon? And then I think someone pointed at their butt. And I was like, so you do a semicolon like this. And I pointed my butt, and I did that sort of, the gesture with your hand where you, like, you waggle it back and forth. That's how you do a semicolon.
Excellent.
Nothing like charade stories. They are always funny, especially.
Yeah, when I
especially when you can't see the person.
Yeah. Whenever I go to a party, like I like to throw out a little couple charade stories. You know.
Yeah.
There's one time. Woo, let me tell you.
Jane was flapping her arms, and oh,
there I was.
Picture it.
In the midst of a cool cut clam meeting. I gotta do charades. That's pressure.
Do charades for your life, boy. You got a real pretty mouth there, Negro.
Whoa now.
More hotness?
No, I was telling you guys to whoa now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to
You should go ahead and tell the two baristas to make Martha and Miri make a porno.
Martha and me?
Miri. Because one of them is still named Miri in my head.
Oh, I thought you said Martha and me, so I was like, what stupid movie is Andy talking about? Sorry, Noah.
Thanks.
I know, you thought stupid and you went to Noah immediately.
Burn.
Sick burn.
Barney.
Oh, we had a request, by the way.
I just farted.
I don't think that was a request.
Because the request is granted. it's warming up in downtown Port Townsend.
Snow is melting. Woodland critters are dying.
What was our...
Sorry, I got to take a fart tangent there.
Must you?
With my son getting all interactive and stuff and starting to react to things, he farted and laughed his own fart yesterday.
Awesome.
Brought a tear to my eye.
I almost said your last name, but he's an Andy.
Yep, he is an Andy. I'm like, dude, you don't really look like me. You don't really look like anybody in my family, but God damn it, that's proof right there.
So what was the request?
He just went...
Oh, there, you're not done with your stupid baby story.
Oh, no, because it's so endearing. Ooh. Oh, my God, he's
so
cute.
Let's just change our tag.
No one's ever had
cast.
A baby before. I'm the first person to ever have a baby. Let me tell you all the stories of babies.
I'm the first important person to ever have a baby, so fuck you both. I'm the only one that matters.
Apparently important people have been scaled back in level of importance.
Let's just call this baby cast. Let's just call this stupid stories about Andy's baby cast.
Let's just call this do whatever the fuck Noah wants of that, to do. But let's call this it out. Noah wants to go suck cock. You know what? I'm switching your names. Tim, you're Jimmy Pants. Noah, you're Cockmouth.
Sweet.
All right there, Jimmy Pants.
You've been promoted, Tim.
Actually, Tim's going to be Jimmy Pants if he goes and looks at that barista a little too much more.
Too late.
Yeah, blart.
And done.
All right. So, back to the
Ruined
request.
Ruin my new pants.
Just in my pants. Tan listener Dean.
Yes.
Was wondering what sort of computers we use. He says he's the uber nerd within him suggests that the Tancast hosts give a rundown of what we're doing the Tancast on.
Ah. Well, this week I'm doing it on a virus-addled HP laptop.
That used to be mine.
Yep.
All right.
Noah gave it to me. Viruses and all. Thanks, Noah.
That's
no,
right.
Just kidding.
I was telling you, this will something extra for you.
What's cool is this laptop's been through a lot, because once I dropped it in the San Jose airport, and then the DVD player wouldn't open for a while.
Yep. Someone fixed it for you, though.
Yep. That was nice.
Yay.
But normally it's an HP desktop, which was virus-addled, but is no longer.
That's good.
I don't really know. I'm sure Dean was hoping for way more specifics than that.
He was hoping for desktop or laptop, OS, RAM, hard drive, editing and sound software, and so on.
Really?
Oh, well.
Did he email that to you?
He did.
Oh.
No, sent it over a Vulcan mind meld.
Yeah. Dean and I have got we got the geek on going on.
Oh, wait. Slight tangent. We were on Christmas Day, the Sci-Fi Channel had a marathon of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm.
And while Danelle and her mom were doing stuff, I flicked it on so I could, so I was like, well, forget it. They're not letting me help or anything. Not that I particularly was aching to help. But so I was watching it, and then Danelle came and joined me for a second. It was the one Sarek when Spock's dad was on. And she happened to watch it just as Picard did the Vulcan salute to Sarek. And Danelle got all excited. She's like, look, he did the salute thing. I just thought it was funny. I was like, I thought you hated this show. Uh-oh, the cops just went by.
Why did she like the salute?
They know you're fine.
Because it was, I guess it's because something she was familiar with.
I know that.
And I guess it was, you know, it is unusual for Picard to do it, but so she was just like, oh, look at that! And it was funny, because I was making fun of her later. I was like, the look on your eyes, like someone just gave you a puppy. Like, it was the happiest day of your life.
But no, it means he respects their Vulcan culture.
Like, if you looked like that when you opened one of my presents, I'd have been doubly happy.
Oh, did she not look happy?
No, no, she did. Oh. She was able to fake happiness while opening my presents.
That's awesome.
What'd you get her?
I got her a makeup bag, which she asked for. So, you know, that one wasn't hard.
Yeah.
I got her the soundtrack to Wicked, the play, yeah. Which she has seen twice in L.A. and probably will see again in San Francisco.
Wow.
I got her a yoga DVD.
Oh, yeah, so you decided to go with that.
Yeah, I asked a couple different people, because I didn't want it to be like, hey, get in shape, because that wasn't what, that wasn't the
yeah, your wife
idea at all.
Half
she has
Iron
a
Man
yoga DVD that
heat.
She is that she uses, it only has one track on it, and she's used it often enough to where she's heckling the guy while she's doing yoga now. I'm like, would you like a new yoga DVD? She's like, yeah, probably, I just don't want to, you know, spend the money on it or whatever. So I'm like, so I got her a yoga for athletes. So it has like different things for soccer, which she does, and then running, which she does, and swimming, which she does.
Oh, good, because then you're not calling her fat. You're just saying you're already in shape, but here's how you can use some yoga.
Exactly, and she's not fat, for the record.
I never said she was.
I'm just saying, I want it on the record. My wife is slim, trim, and ready for action.
Of course, cougars gotta be.
And I got her one other thing. Oh, I got her a candle, because she loves fucking candles.
Just one solitary candle?
Well, it was like a big one with the three wicks.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those.
This scene's getting worse in my head, because when you said my wife loves fucking candles, I took that as a verb.
Oh, Andy.
She likes the wax. It's good lube.
Yo, wax it.
So anyway, on to you two guys and your computers.
I am doing, and I do most of my Tancasts on my wife's laptop, which is a nice little machine. Runs Windows XP. Considering possibly upgrading it to Vista, maybe at some point. The thing has an Intel Core 2 CPU, two cores, it's a dual core, running at 1.6 gigahertz. Thing is sporting a gig of RAM and is probably in need of an upgrade. I think we want to take it up to 3 or 4. It has a hard drive. I really don't give a shit what size it is because it's big enough. I think it's like 80 gig or something like that. And I use Audacity to record my portion of the Tancasts, as I know does Tim.
Oh, as do I. As does Noah.
Hey, man, you know what? For all of that blood, sweat, and tears that you went through, and by the way, I mean, fucking kudos to you, dude, because if it had been up to me, I would have said, you know what? We will re-record.
I'm with Addy. I'm like, whoo, that's a lot of work. I got some napping to do.
Yeah, but
the worst part was when I got 20 minutes in and then it all crapped out. I was like, son of a bitch. Oh, I was like, oh, come on now. One time, just a little love, somebody, some luck.
But still, if you think about it, that program died. It crashed, it went completely tits up and died without Noah having hit save, and yet there was still data to be recovered.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed. I was like, well, I mean, had we not said anything, you probably wouldn't know anything was wrong with last week's Tancast. Yeah. I mean, other than the content, which is always wrong.
So, we can currently, I have two computers. I record on my media computer, which is an Acer Aspire 1200. I got it because it has an HDMI out, so I can plug it right into my HDTV, which I like a lot. And it's running Vista, which... I got in late in the game, so I don't think I saw any of the problems that other people were having. So far, it pretty much seems like Windows. I mean, Windows XP. Like, I mean, there are some differences about where you go to do stuff, but, I mean, the experience has not been that much different, but I also don't use it as my main computer. I use it to watch movies, and some my wife surfs the internet. Has a Athlon 64 dual core, 5000 plus, 2.60 gigahertz. 4 gigabytes of RAM, has a 64-bit operating system. I use Audacity to record, like they said. We use Skype to talk to each other.
Oh, yeah. Did you mention that?
And then if at some point I do want to get a USB. So the reason I'm recording on this is because apparently MacBooks have this weird mic port that is not self-powered. So you have to get a self-powered mic for it to work or something. So that my headset never actually worked on this book, even though I thought it did. Which is why in the early podcasts you could hear me typing a lot. Because it was just...
And he also sounded very faint.
Because there's a recording out of my built-in mic. So eventually I'd like to get Sorry, what was that?
I said right above your keyboard.
Yeah. So eventually I'd like to get a USB headset or an adapter and record the MacBook because I can just do it anywhere. It won't be tied to my living room. And my MacBook is, you know, running Leopard. I won it a year ago now, over a year ago, almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's got 2 gigabytes of RAM. Wow, I upgraded. 2 gigahertz Intel Core Duo. 2 Duo. And, yeah. And I would use Audacity to record on it, too.
I believe we might use it New Year's Eve if we do the Drunken Tancast, special episode.
Yeah, me and Tim have used it a couple times to record ones when we're together. Like, we used it in Twain Hart, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of all the different places we've done Tancast, or at least Tancast has been recorded from. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's Atlanta, San Francisco, and L.A., which we always do, but then there's Twain Hart, Boston, now Port Townsend. All right, I guess that's it.
Campbell.
I thought there was more. Oh, Stockton.
Yeah, it was recorded
San Carlos.
In Campbell, right in the middle of the Prune.
Oh, that's right, Campbell, the live one.
Yep.
Or not live. Nothing has ever been live on Tancast.
The one we're all together. The one.
Yes.
Right, exactly. The one that was recorded on an iPod. There you go. There's some technical... How's your what's-its for you?
Yeah, except the mic only lasts, 5 seconds?
Well, apparently if you don't set it on the high setting, you can record for longer.
Oh!
Like if I'd recorded on lower quality, we could have gone longer.
Oh.
It's itchy out here in the cold.
Itchy?
I get itchy when it gets too cold.
Yes, you do. You get itchy in pools, in cold pools.
I get itchy. I get itchy on the land. I get itchy on the sea.
For some reason, I get erections in warm pools. Hot tubs.
Okay.
Man, then we were really lucky that the pools weren't too warm that day we were at the water park and you were in those see-through yellow trunks.
I think
those things not have a liner in them? Were they just shorts?
Yeah. Noah puts the raging in raging waters.
I mean, they had the built-in mesh lining.
Because there was no mystery, man. As soon as those things got wet and they just stuck to your skin and it was like that fine yellow haze above, you know, glorious brown thigh and junk.
My junk?
Wow.
No, it was just out there in all his glory.
I mean, Andy really paints a picture.
I've got black shorts now.
That's good.
For that reason.
Yeah.
Gotta hide the cock. Gotta keep that sacred.
What were we just talking about that we got on this? Oh yeah. So I used to work at a mud bath place in Calistoga, and they had 3 pools: a lap pool, which is regular cold temperature, and they had a hot tub and a kind of a warm pool. I don't know what it's about the warm pool. Every time I sat in it, I would get an erection. So I'd have to kind of half sit out of it, but not all the way get out. So my because shorts are not good for hiding erections. Let me tell you.
Well, especially not yours.
Well, that was before the yellow trunks.
You gotta... Well, I just meant that you're... No, not yours, your trunks. Yours, your erection. You got a tent pole that Barnum and Bailey would be jealous of.
When Noah did the helicopter, the orbit of the Earth shifted. Sorry, that... when Noah went... I do that when I'm doing the helicopter because it annoys my wife.
That's funny because that reminded me of where we were talking about the site Screamer before.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Last week. Yeah. I do believe that's where I got the virus on this computer.
Mm, awesome.
That sucks.
Because I may have looked for a song that sounded like Christmas Shoes that was at the end of last week's show. And shortly after that, my computer took a shit. So, lesson learned. Christmas Shoes, an all-around evil song.
Yes. Let that orphan suffer in silence. Don't think about it.
So, shall we wrap it up? I believe we've hit over an hour.
I believe we have.
And I believe I am starting to lose feeling in my toes.
Well, before it becomes the tip of your penis, you know what? Get no get in there and that. Get the barista to warm that up for you.
Tip it in your hot chocolate.
Oh, my hot chocolate is long since gone, and if it wasn't, it would be long since no longer hot.
Is it chilly out chocolate. There, Tim?
Well, as I said, there is snow on the ground, and it is yet to melt.
Are you wearing a beanie?
I am wearing my... you know what? I'm not going to finish the story. And we're back. Hey, did you enjoy that piece we cut out right there?
Yep, I enjoyed it. It was delicious. So to make up for losing that little piece, I'm going to direct everybody to a tiny piece of awesome that I found on YouTube. Thanks to my wonderful, wonderful iPhone. I don't know why I called it iTunes. Because my brain's falling out, because I'm a father, and that made me stupid. So,
no,
anyways,
you were stupid long before that.
Go to YouTube.
See?
Ignore Noah.
All right.
And do a search. Actually, I'll send you guys a link so you can see it after we're done with the Tancast. But just go to YouTube and do a search for Thundercats, which is all one word, not two. Thundercats.
Oh, I saw that.
Movie trailer. And you should find one by a dude named Wormy T. And dude chopped up a bunch
of...
Or
you could just look at the show notes for this episode.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's much simpler. Click on the link that Tim will provide you.
Yeah, go to Tancast.com, look at this episode, and go click on where it says more, and then there'll be show links or show notes.
Yep.
I think it's show links.
Whatever.
I think you should throw in the show link for the Batman Joker thing, where he's like, I can't understand you.
Yes. So the movie trailer for Thundercats the movie, starring several people you've heard of, and then starring somebody you've never heard of doing a you've probably seen this. This has made the rounds on the internet quite a bit.
Okay.
So to the point where I think it even made it on CNN, but it was it's a guy doing an impression of Batman interrogating the Joker, and the Joker is getting frustrated because he can't understand Batman.
That's awesome.
Hilarious.
I had never seen it before that. I'm usually up on the YouTube.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's been going around for a while. Man, my butt's itchy.
That sounds like a personal problem. Maybe you need to watch more, Tim.
Well, not this part. It's not like the crack or anything. It's like the sides, just where the legs meet the butt.
Thank you for being specific with that. By the way, bonus points to any tan listeners who can tell without looking who Chitara is and where the footage was taken from.
Chitara is your mama's balls.
Tim, you gave it away.
Sorry.
What did Tim say?
My mama's balls.
Oh. He did not give it away.
That's what makes it funny.
I think it tells you everyone that's in it.
I wonder how far away I can get with this.
It actually doesn't.
Oh, doesn't, for that doesn't particular person it doesn't.
Hey, I'm actually in the snow. I want to see how far I could stretch my headset.
You're an idiot.
Tim's right. Playing in the snow. Tim had a white Christmas. I had a wet Christmas. Nice.
It rained. I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas.
All down the front of these blue jeans. And look, we brought it back to monkey pants. Sorry, Jimmy pants.
Hooray.
All right, so I think that's enough awesome and enough suck. We tried to dish out the awesome and the suck in equal amounts. So you can make a nice awesome suck souffle.
Awesome suck souffle.
Yeah, just be quiet around it. You don't want the souffle to fall.
I think I know who Chitara was the first time I watched it, but now I can't remember.
Chitara is your mama's boss.
All right.
Son of a
I'm
going to
stop recording now. Hopefully it doesn't crash.
Oh, wait. We didn't say goodbye or anything.
Oh, hey. Goodbye.
There we go. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We love
Have
you.
A happy new year.
Exactly. Happy 2009.
Yep.
Tancast will be just
Watch
fine.
Watch out for the monkeys.
Here's a little countdown for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Suck a cock.
Wonderful.
Play this while you're, celebrating New Year.
It's a wonder we can't get past 200 listeners for sure.
People get on, they're like, this is excellent. What? Suck a cock? Oh, I'm gone.
I'm done. I am done.
Good night, poor Townsend. We love you.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. You can read our blogs and more about us at Tancast.com. You can subscribe at iTunes or the Zoom Marketplace. If you have a Tan laugh, send it to Andy at Tancast.com. And don't forget to vote for us at PodcastAlley.com. Tancast.
Oh, I'm still quit recording, motherfucker. You can come over here, bitch. So I kick your monkey ass. Hey, what are you... When you get back in... When you... Ah! When are you getting back in town, Tim? Maybe that should be the end of the thing.